With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A Senate deal to pair border enforcement measures and Ukraine aid faces potential collapse.
The U.S. has run out of money to help Ukraine. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says the talks have slowed down because of Donald Trump's likely opposition.
The fact that he would communicate to Republican senators and congresspeople that he doesn't want us to solve the border problem because he wants to blame Biden for it is really appalling.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the stakes are high.
We know that if Putin prevails in Ukraine, the consequences for Western democracy and for the American people will be severe.
A senator who was at a Republican luncheon says Minority Leader Mitch McConnell still personally supports pairing the border and Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, mislabeled cookies that contain peanuts at Stu Leonard's grocery stores in Connecticut are recalled this week after the death of a New York City woman.
The New York resident consumed the cookies at a social gathering in Connecticut and died after suffering anaphylactic shock resulting from a severe allergic reaction. The grocery store announced Tuesday that the vanilla Florentine cookies sold in its Danbury and Newington locations were being pulled off shelves in collaboration with the Food and Drug Administration. The company's president and CEO said its supplier switched from soy nuts to peanuts in its recipe without notifying its chief safety officer. The supplier said in a release that Stu Leonard's was aware the product contained peanuts and an incorrect label was created by the grocery store chain. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Outrage after a California woman who stabbed her boyfriend to death receives probation. The defense at Bryn Spetcher's trial claimed the 32-year-old was suffering from a marijuana-induced psychosis after smoking pot with her boyfriend. She was convicted of involuntary manslaughter last month. A judge gave her 2 years probation and 100 hours of community service. This is SRN News. Some troubling numbers from the Southern Baptist Convention, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to Lifeway Research, 43% of SBC churches performed no baptisms in 2022, the last year for which all the data is in. Another 34% reported performing between one and five baptisms. Overall, SBC baptisms nationwide are down, but they have rebounded substantially from the sharp decline that was seen during the pandemic. In fact, baptism in the denomination has been declining since 1999. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden's reelection campaign going all in on abortion. A new series of TV ads have been released urging Americans to vote for the president who's vowed to restore abortion with Roe v. Wade. But there's virtually no chance that Biden can deliver on that promise with the current makeup of the Supreme Court and Republican control of the House. This is SRN News. Another possible U.S. withdrawal.
The United States and Iraq will soon begin talks to wind down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. The Pentagon says the size of the U.S. military footprint in Iraq will be part of the discussions. The announcement comes as U.S. forces in Iraq have been increasingly targeted by Iran-backed militias. But Washington says the time frame for the discussion isn't related to the attacks. Iraqi officials have periodically called for a withdrawal of coalition forces for years. Those calls have increased in recent months against the backdrop of the Israel-Hamas war. Keith Peters reporting.
Pacific Gas and Electric Company has fined $45 million for California's second-largest wildfire. The 2021 Dixie Fire burned nearly a million acres and destroyed over 1,000 buildings, raged out of control after a tree fell on a PG&E power line. More details at SRNnews.com.